It was around a quarter to one this morning when Prime Minister Mia Motley emerged from talks with the Barbados Workers Union and the G4S security firm to report that those talks had broken down again. She also gave us a clearer insight into one of the major sticking points in the dispute, that since 2014, this company has introduced a category of worker called a security steward and has been paying those workers less than those classified as security officers.
To be precise, 300 of the 640 employees who are responsible for guard duties. The other 340 are in fact security officers. Security officers receive the sum of $8.79 per hour, and security stewards get the sum of $7.24 per hour. The company further conceded that it has not hired a single person as a security officer since 2014 and has only hired people at the lower level of security stewards for competitiveness reasons.
According to the Prime Minister, G4S also admitted that not a single security steward has been promoted to the post of security officer to benefit from the higher pay.
The company further conceded that there has been salary increases for only members of the administration and that no security guard and no security steward has received any increase in rate of pay since 2014. It is against that background that the government of Barbados has made it clear that we will seek a legal opinion. And I've asked the Honourable Attorney General to not only present one on behalf of central government, but also the state-owned enterprises in which we are majority owners, that we would also want legal opinions from them in the next 36 hours so that we may examine all of our rights as government or as a state-owned enterprise in these matters, since it is not the intention nor wish of the government of Barbados to be a co-conspirator in a breach of the International Labour Organization's principles, conventions or statutes.
Ms. Motley also had a message for other employers, including those in the tourism sector who are telling displaced workers to get their severance from the NAS because they can't or won't pay.
If you are the beneficiary of profits and dividends over the years, then you carry with it, you accept that going along with that is a responsibility to also be there when the profits and dividends have gone, to take the other side of the pendulum, which is the risk of difficult times. And the profits and dividends have not come without labour invariably putting their sweat, their blood, their tears, their efforts to be part and parcel of the equation to make companies profitable. If we accept that, then believe you me, the first duty is first to carry your workers along with you as far as is possible.
She added,
where a company is genuinely bankrupt, we understand that. And that is what the Severance Payments Fund was equally set up in order to be able to accommodate. But where persons are buying assets and taking receipt of them as recent as this week, or where persons want to buy property from government, you can't tell me you can afford to buy government property, but you can't afford to pay the workers. And the government is very, very clear that in this season, in this guava crop, that you have to put the workers at the front and center of what you are prepared to do. And that the acquisition of property and the acquisition of all of these other things while leaving the workers on the side of the road for only the government to deal with will not be tolerated, especially by those who are from us and know about us and know our norms and our laws.
Prime Minister Mia Motley, and this has been SAGICOR's Early Business.